when they can't afford health care, prescription drugs, or a place to live. In Boston, Massachusetts' highest court upholds the conviction of a young woman who encouraged her boyfriend to commit suicide in text messages. Michelle Carter was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter with her 15-month sentence on hold pending appeal. The boyfriend, Conrad Roy III, killed himself with carbon monoxide getting back into his gas-filled pickup truck when Carter urged him to. He was 18, she was 17 at the time. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The amazing warmth is locked in for at least a couple of more days. Today, mostly cloudy, very warm. I've got us at 78 for the high. The record for today is 82. Tonight, very mild. Again, the overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, a good chance of a record high. The record high is 81 in 1957. I've got us at 82 for a high temperature tomorrow. Showers coming in late tomorrow night and early Friday as a cold front comes in. Then a big temperature crash Friday. High temperature maybe 56 early in the day, windy and colder, falling temperatures to around 51 by sunset, overnight low 37, Saturday cool sunshine, high in the mid to upper 50s, and then low 60s on Sunday, slight chance of a shower. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State Auditor Jim Ziegler wants to bring back public hangings for anyone convicted of murdering a law enforcement officer. Ziegler wants President Trump to make it a federal offense to kill any law enforcement officer with a mandatory death penalty and put an end to 20 to 30 year delays in the execution of the death penalty. The Hoover police officer who shot and killed E.J. Bradford Jr. at the River Chase Galleria Thanksgiving night will not be charged. Attorney General Steve Marshall made the announcement Tuesday. To see his full report, visit alabamanews.net. And 22 new rifle-proof vests for police officers were donated to the Selma Police Department Tuesday. The money for the donation was raised through the Cemetery 5K and 1 Mile Fund Run. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Forget the candy, forget the flowers. She wants to go to the spa. Face it, stuffed bears are for children, and flowers fade. Treat her to the gift of relaxation. Get her a gift certificate from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Call 365-5559 or go to smartskinspasalon.com.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in. It's 7.5 minutes after 11 o'clock, Jack Campbell.
It sure is, Baron.
We're having a good time up here. April Marie Fogle joins us, as she has the last couple of Wednesdays. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's a busy news day, but not excessively busy. We talked for the first probably hour and a half about the State of the Union address. I've made everybody mad. Nobody's going to call us this hour because I've upset everybody.
I think people who listen to your show are probably used to you. Do you really still make them mad?
Well,
I mean, it's like my friends are used to me. Like, I say something mean or offensive, and they're like, eh, that's April Murray.
But I said it more about the call. I love our callers. I don't like talking to people off air.
I love our callers. I just don't like people.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to what you just said. I just
Jack, does he like you?
Barely.
Jackaroo?
Barely.
I like Jackaroo. Who's making the noise? Someone's making the noise. You making noise?
No, why?
That's me.
What are you doing?
I'm swallowing my gum now.
See, I hear noise. I swear I hear noise. All right, your thoughts on the State of the Union speech. We talked for like an hour and a half about it. But I'm curious because you're female.
Can I just interrupt you to say what was with the white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women that look like they were in straitjackets.
Okay, so apparently this is a thing that's been done, and somehow I've missed the memo on it over the years. But in solidarity with women, women's suffrage, the women wore white, and they looked like a lot of them like they were wearing straitjackets.
They did.
It just was not good. Here's my problem with this, like, I don't even know, statement they're making. I really wish Democrat women, in particular, would stop telling me there is a war on women. I am a woman, and I feel the war is not coming at me from men. It's not about conservative men. It's not about, you know, the patriarchy is not out to get me. The only time I feel attacked most of the time is by other women. And
how do women attack you?
I'm saying it is as if the left will tell me that I am not equal. No, I'm equal. I'm sitting here on a radio show with two men discussing my opinions and my thoughts on issues because my thoughts matter. Women will have you believe that men, specifically conservative men, don't believe our thoughts matter. Maybe some of their thoughts don't matter because they are spouting crazy stuff. I will have them say, they'll say there's a war on women, in particular about pro-life, their choice to have an abortion, mm-hmm. their choice to have third trimester abortions, late trimester abortions. That's an attack on families, on children, not an attack on women. I was looking at the issues that are important to them.
What is the war? The war on women. What are the fronts of the war on women? Obviously, what they would call reproductive health, and I would say if your reproductive system's obviously very healthy, or you wouldn't need access to abortion. It's not reproductive health they need access to. They need to be broken.
I pulled this up.
They're working
this
just fine.
Morning to look at what in solidarity they were wearing white for. Healthcare, access to healthcare. I believe the divide in healthcare access right now is not a woman man thing. We do have a healthcare crisis still. Obamacare did not fix that. The free market needs to fix that. But that's one of the things they talked about, access to child care. That is legitimately a problem, but I don't, again, that's not a woman's problem. That's, there are men in the country, who husbands, fathers, who have issues with child care. I just think that women who talk about the war on women are more frequently, those issues could be separated into two. One is troubles families face. You face child care issues just as much as your wife faces them.
I don't. I'm at work.
Well, but the cost of child care, or
it's exorbitant.
Yes, or having your wife stay home, the choice and ability to have your wife stay home, but that's a family issue. That's not a woman's issue. So when I look at this list of war on women issues, I'm thinking, women, get it together. These are issues we all face, and stop making it such partisan nonsense. So at any rate, the women in white did not speak for me because they were speaking to the wrong issues, trying to make the wrong solutions.
You know what I think they did?
I think they
made a huge tactical error. Strategically, dressing in all white, actually, I thought, could have been pulled off quite well. Because it drew attention to it. It draws your eyes. Men, for whatever reason, a man cannot walk into the House chamber in a white suit. He'll look absurd.
No.
They wear gray, blue, or black.
Mm-hmm.
And black is almost always just a really dark gray. There's really no such thing as a black suit. They're charcoal suits.
Not unless you're going to a funeral or you're in a tux for something. You shouldn't wear black.
Maybe a dinner jacket. But even a lot of dinner jackets are really just charcoal when you get down to it. They're not truly black. But men wear dark suits. Dark blues, dark grays, to formal events like that. Sometimes you'll catch a man in a camel suit or a... What is seersucker, olive, or something?
Camel color, not an actual camel soup.
Not a camel
soup. That would be entertaining.
It would. It would actually be better than most of the stuff they do. But men, by and large, are going to wear dark suits in those types of settings. Women can get away with wearing anything. Mm-hmm. They can wear bright pink. They can wear white. They can wear teal. They can wear, you know, navy blue. Or they can
yellow.
Yellow. And so, and they don't even have to wear suits. I mean, they can just wear, like, I mean, I swear, Colleen Fiorina showed up to one of the debates in a T-shirt. Like, she did. She had, like, an olive-colored T-shirt on. And I even commented the next day on the radio. I said, that's not fair. If Rand Paul shows up in a T-shirt, he gets laughed off the stage. Carly Fiorina shows up in a T-shirt, we're like, oh, yeah, that's normal, yeah. Why don't women have to wear suits when they wear suits? But anyway, that's beside the point. So they show up in white. I think it can be an effective tactic because it draws attention to you. And they can show their protest to the president by just remaining seated when he delivers a big applause line. So I thought, but here was the tactical error. And I think that the strategy that they were trying to employ was a good one. Tactically, though, they were trying to undermine the President of the United States by wearing white.
Yes.
Drawing attention to themselves.
Absolutely.
They were trying to undermine the President of the United States. They ended up contributing to the highest approval rating I think Donald Trump will ever experience in the next week. You know why?
Why?
Because there were two or three times that they were trying to protest the president by laughing, dancing around, and having a good time. And everyone at home, it was lost on them why they were dancing, laughing, and having a good time. And it looked like they were loving what Donald Trump was saying. I think his 76% favorability on that speech included a lot of women who were predisposed to dislike Donald Trump, sitting at home watching, but then they see these women in white, who they identify with. Yeah, they're the protesters. They're trying to make Donald Trump look bad. And they see them dancing and having a good time and the president yucking it up with them and pointing at them. And at one point he said, don't sit down yet. You're going to love this one.
Yeah, that was
fun. And they died laughing. And they all laughed. And it humanized Trump. It was like when Jimmy Kimmel messed his hair up. It humanized Trump. It made him look decent and kind and funny. It made him look like he was able to bridge the gap with people who, I mean, Donald Trump goes out and says it's dark outside. It's light.
Yeah.
You know, that dress is red. It's mauve.
I actually liked the speech in that I think he did have more olive branches to the other side, more issues that they should have been applauding him for. It's very hard to hate a man who's standing up there and saying, we're doing more for our veterans. We're doing more to fix the criminal justice system. We're doing more for our economy.
And like, equality for women.
And equality for women.
And they did stand up and applaud for that.
So how do you, like, and I, you watch Nancy Pelosi's face, there was a couple of times where you know she, like, if Obama had talked about criminal justice reform, if he had talked about doing better for our veterans, she would have been happier. the same lines by somebody else would have gotten a much better response. But at any rate, I think you're right. I think they failed. I'm talking about it today in terms of, you know, right cause, wrong, you know, wrong issues is where they are.
Well, I when I saw it, I thought when they came on the screen and they were all sitting there together and they were all wearing white, I thought this is an effective strategy. This could be a very effective strategy. And being a sourpuss sort of plays into that strategy. I mean, you're protesting against the President of the United States. But when they started dancing and laughing and having a good time and he started joking around with them and smiling, he said, don't sit down yet, you're going to love this. I thought, oh, he has turned it to his advantage. People are going to love the speech. Right then, I knew people were going to love the speech. And when they came out right afterwards and said CNN and CBS viewers both had 76% approval rating, that's pretty consistent across polls. You know, you can't trust one poll.
Yeah.
Two, you can pretty much gauge.
Especially people who really dislike him. It's not like people right. at CNN are like, let's make this look good. Like,
yeah, no, yeah. It was absolutely incredible. I thought it was a good job. Someone else who does a good job, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, does a good job on a daily basis. If you've not eaten at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, by all means, go. If you have eaten it in Midtown Pizza Kitchen, go back. The pasta of the week this week, Jack, sauteed shrimp, artichoke hearts, onions, capers, and
cherry tomatoes.
And a white wine lemon butter sauce served over linguine. You're going to absolutely love it. Last time they had this dish, I actually took the breadstick and I rolled it right around the bottom of the bowl. Like I souped it up there. I didn't lick the bowl, but I sopped it up and I ate. It's something I would not do in a nice restaurant. You know, when I say nice, I mean like, you know, dinner jackets and fine linen. Something I surely did at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, because everybody, when you go into Midtown Pizza Kitchen, is comfortable. Everybody feels comfortable. It's a fantastic place to be. An absolutely fantastic
place. And it's Wine Down Wednesday, Baron.
What's that mean, Jack?
Wine is half price all day long.
All day long. Half price wine from open to close. Glasses, bottles.
Do they deliver?
I don't think so.
I was hoping they would bring us some pizza and wine. You've made it sound so good.
They've done that before. Pizza and wine. One time they brought like 6 bottles of wine up here, and we left with 2.
Hello, friends.
It's a busy day on the radio. We'll be back. Go to one of their 2 locations, in Prattville or Montgomery.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Our new class is starting soon, and it's your chance to get into the real estate business. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and there are 20 sessions to attend. Through our courses, you'll learn property law, agency law, contract writing, negotiation, pricing property, and appraisal, and complete details on financing a transaction. You may not want to be a real estate agent, but want the information about how to buy a home and how to sell a home? Well, come to our class and find out. We've had many people take the course for information only. Others have liked the course so well, they decided to switch careers from attending the course. I will prepare you to take the real estate exam and help you understand the questions on the exam through examples, practice exams, and a final course test. For more details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for 2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
With WOW's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's WOW. Get choice. Get value. Get WOW. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
At 6 years old, Fairhope Brewery is just hitting its stride with brews made for the locals while keeping an eye on the national trends. Listen for more on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes after 11 o'clock. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. That's how you get in touch with greatness over there. RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. 799-1284. And guys, what do you get with Riley Manning phone call? Just 799-1284?
You don't get 84.
You get 51 years? Yeah. I was going to say 50 plus. I don't want to start aging the man. 50 plus years of experience in the painting contracting business. He's the guy all the other little painting contractors want to be when they grow up. But you can just call the master. You can call Riley Manning. You get the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete, only after you are satisfied. And you get trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other guys. So get in touch with him, 799-1284. He's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and he's a damn good guitar player. He really is. I mean, if you get him picking and grinning, that's where he's in his element. Get him right there. Ask him to play you a little ditty if you got an axe.
I love that. Painting and entertaining.
He's the painter, the stainer, and the entertainer.
I dig it.
He stained my front doors.
Did he play his guitar while he did it?
No, but I had him come out. I priced 2 new front doors. It was like $14,000. You know, to replace the front door.
Goodness gracious.
I know. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to come steal your front doors.
Don't steal.
Where do you live?
I don't live anywhere. I live in a cardboard box down by the river. But anyway, so it was expensive to replace the front door. So I said, you know what? Let me just see if I can refinish them. Riley came out there. They look better than they did when they were brand new. They're the envy of the neighborhood. People are driving by, slowing down, looking. You know, their old ring
doorbell.
I'm
going to take a selfie in front of your front door.
They're really,
that
truly fantastic.
That wouldn't creep out your wife at all.
She might wonder why there are people out front taking selfies in front of my front doors. But I just tell her it's a Riley Manning gig. 799-1284. All right. Steve Marshall's in the news for a couple of things. The AP had a good write-up on this. Officer won't face charges.
You can read that AP write-up at alabamatoday.com.
ALtoday.com. I forgot to mention all that.
I got no intro this week. I got Travis Tritt as my intro.
I did play that.
April Marie Fogle.
April Marie Fogle, Conservatives for Better Leadership.
There you go.
I keep going back because that was a deal back in the
'90s. You say that every time I'm on.
I know. It's because it was so huge when it was
If you
was
like
around.
Me coming on the radio, you keep calling Barron to make him have me on every week. And one of these days, he's going to learn the name of my C4, which is Alabama Conservatives for Better Leadership.
Anyway, at altoday.com is where you can...
You can read this AP article he's talking about, sorry, as I interrupt
you. You carry the AP wires.
I do carry the AP.
Particularly the stories that mean a lot to us here in Alabama. But this is a good piece. I think it's a Kim Chandler piece. Yeah, Kim Chandler. She's a good writer.
Statehouse Kim on Twitter.
Is that her handle?
I'll give her a plug.
That was her handle when she was at the news, Birmingham News. I guess you don't change it, Statehouse Kim. She's, you know, anyway. I think Associated Press, you're beyond Statehouse. You know, Birmingham News, you're the Statehouse reporter. But when you're Associated Press, you're like the state reporter.
She's pretty awesome. She's a great writer. Okay, go on.
She ought to change it to like State Kim instead of Statehouse Kim. She's a great writer. Anyway, bottom line, Steve Marshall has reviewed the audio and video footage, interviewed people, and his office has decided they will not be pressing charges and that the officer was justified in shooting Amantic Bradford Jr. He goes by EJ. Well, he did. He was 21 years old when he was gunned down by police in the Hoover Galleria Mall. I watched the video footage. Did you watch it?
I watched the video footage.
I watched it probably 100 times.
I probably watched it a dozen times after reading about it in order to get the context of what I was seeing, because it if you do not read what you're seeing, you can't actually get it.
You've got to see the footage. I can try to describe the footage, and here's the best way I can describe it. There's a shooting that takes place, and immediately everybody runs every direction. You can tell about where the shooting took place.
Chaos.
But people run away from the shooting. It's like you drop into a pond and it ripples out in all directions.
Right.
So if you're on the north side of the shooting, you run north. You don't run through the shooting zone. If you're on the east or west, you run east or west. If you're on the south, you run south. And they did, and they ran and they took cover. The saddest one was the girl with the baby in the stroller.
Yeah.
You've got children. I cannot imagine danger and fear you feel in that immediate moment when you're that close, you're with your child, you're at a mall. I mean, my God. How often do you feel in fear for your
day,
life in a mall?
Yeah. Trying to score some holiday deals.
Some deals, yeah. Let's not use score at the mall. People think you're looking for smack.
Well, I don't know what kind of people you think listen to your radio show, but no one I know uses score for that. My hockey coach is listening right now. Hello, Hiko. Hello, Emmy.
You play hockey?
Hockey. Soccer coach. Yeah, I meant soccer.
But you said hockey.
I said hockey. My soccer coach is listening.
Do you play soccer?
My little daughter plays soccer. I don't have the hand-eye coordination for any sport, any athletics.
That's not
whatsoever.
Your thing.
Not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, that you can say score, but I don't think anybody else thinks of it as drugs when I say it. But at any rate, you're at the store, you're at the mall, you're looking for holiday gifts.
Girl's pushing her baby.
And the shooting occurs. Now, let's just say, for everything I've read, and you have to understand, these law enforcement officers these days are really, really tuned into active shooter situations. We have a country paralyzed by fear about a situation that will very rarely occur in our lifetime, yet law enforcement everywhere is prepared for it because it's what's all over the news. It's what people want their officers prepared for. So that's where this investigation comes to. It comes to a head. It says the officer acted in complete accordance with how they are trained for active shooter situations.
Well, that's the conclusion, but if you watch the video, everybody runs every direction except one guy.
Yeah.
Who you can see in about, this is like a 5-second deal. I mean, these police officers were, but they said like 50 feet away, 70 feet away when the shooting started.
Right.
And instead of doing what everybody else did, which is run away, whichever direction they were on from the shooting, they ran away like ripples in a pond. One guy grabs a gun and runs back to the scene.
Correct. And it happens within seconds. We have been talking about this 50 times longer than the actual situation occurred.
I'll give you a 3-second sound. This is about how long it took for him to basically get shot from the time the shooting started.
Correct.
It was about that long.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a shooting. Guy pulls his gun. I mean, he takes like 2 steps away from it. And then he looks back and he realizes his buddy's laying on the ground. So he pulls his gun out and runs back to the shooting, and the cops show up and shoot him dead. Now, if you're a police officer and you hear shooting in a gun in a mall, and you go running towards the shooting sound, and you see somebody lying on the ground with a wound and someone standing over him with a gun, what do you do?
And there was another individual trying to help the friend.
It's terribly tragic, this guy died.
There is nothing short of a tragedy happening
here. I don't think that E.J. Bradford had anything to do with the shooting. I don't think he might have been near those guys. He might have been friends with them.
Right, but he was nothing.
But he was not the aggressor. I mean, from the video, he was not the aggressor. But man, I put myself in the shoes of the police officer. You're and these are veterans. I mean, like 14, 16-year veterans. You're tasked with keeping people safe. There's a shooting in a mall. There are thousands of people at a mall on one of the most crowded days of the year. You go running to the scene of the shooting, and you see a guy standing over somebody who's been shot, and the guy standing over him has a gun. And you look at it, he's got the gun drawn. And to me, you could make the argument, it looked like he was about to finish the guy off.
That's what the officers believed. They believed that he was going back to shoot again. Now, here's where I am on this, okay? I have been watching these protests in Hoover. I don't live that far from there. They're protesting at places that I go to. They're protesting, you know, on the early protests were blocking roads that friends take their kids to
Weren't
school.
Weren't they
or go
burning
to work.
Flags and
so
stuff?
So yesterday they went out and burned a flag. So here's where I am on this. I can't imagine the grief of a family and friends of someone who died in such a tragic way that they feel like it shouldn't have happened. And just because the officers aren't being charged with murder doesn't mean the officer doesn't have to live with the guilt of this his whole life. You make these split-second choices that you're trained to make, and he has to now live with this. It's not like he's getting off scot-free because he's not going to jail. He still has to deal with this. Now, here's what I think the protesters should be doing. I think the protesters should be taking a step back and say, how do we use our voices, our energy, in a way that is going to be constructive to our community? Burning flags and yelling at cops and saying this is the wrong move isn't that. I think they need to take a step back and say, let's address the issues of violence. Let's address the issues that got, you know, had this young man killed, both of these young men shot and killed, to start with.
Well, here's the thing. There's something in the law called felony murder.
Yeah.
Felony, I'll give you an example. Someone called my office one day, and she said, I need you to represent my cousin. He's in jail. I said, what's he in jail for? She said, well, he got picked up after a car accident. And I said, well, what happened? She said, I don't know. They were in a car. They were doing a U-turn. The car lost control, hit a telephone pole, and the driver died. And my cousin was the passenger, and they've arrested him for murder. I said, what? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, he said, well, he didn't even control the vehicle. I said, he was just the passenger?
In the commission of a crime?
Well, hold on. We're getting there. I said,
There's clearly more to this story.
I had to drag it out of her. I said, he was just in the passenger seat of a car? She said, yeah. And they've charged him with murder. I don't understand it. I said, well, give me some more facts. Where were they coming from? Oh, they were coming from this store over on the east side of town. And I said, where were they going? She said, well, I guess they were going to go home. I said, well, this just doesn't add up. You know, this is something I'm interested in learning more about. I said, tell me about your cousin. Has he ever been arrested? Oh, yeah, he's been in trouble with the law a few times. I said, well, maybe there's a misunderstanding. Something. A few phone calls might be able to clean this up. I said, had they done anything wrong that day? Were they suspects in any way? And she said, oh, yeah, well, they had just robbed a store.
Not funny, but come on.
Yeah, but I said, oh, so I had to explain to her felony murder. And I said, when you commit a felony, if in the act of the felony or the continuance of the act of the felony,
correct,
which is fleeing the scene, somebody is killed, whether they're shot and killed by friendly fire or they get in a wreck and die, I said, no matter what, that's considered, you can be charged with
felony murder rule.
Yeah, and the jury's going to have to determine whether it was connected enough to the crime,
correct,
and all this stuff. So I explained all that to her. But it's a great time for the protesters to learn about the felony murder law, and I think that's what happened here. I think this is as tragic as that woman who called wanted me to help out her cousin. The cousin shouldn't have robbed the store. He may not have even robbed the store. It may have been the other guy. But he was with them. He was in and around criminal activity. And he died as a result of it. And that's what happened to this Bradford guy. He was in and around it. Whoever did the shooting should be charged with the shooting murder of the guy that was killed and the felony murder of Bradford.
Okay, it took me a second to follow you there.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Bradford, even if he was an innocent victim, that's what happens when crime takes place. So these protesters, instead of protesting the police for shooting him, I didn't know which way this was going to go. I wanted to see the video really, really badly. And I understand now why they didn't release it until the investigation was complete. But I really... After watching the video, I look at it and I put myself in the shoes of the cops and I say, you show up and the guy's pointing a gun at someone who's just been shot.
Yeah.
It looks to me like he's going to finish him off. These cops have to make split-second decisions. And it sucks that there's so much sin in the world. It sucks that there's so much murder and death in the world. It sucks that there's so much violence in the world. It sucks that there's so many people shooting people in the world. But that's the reality of what these guys face. And if the cops show up and say, put the gun down, and he starts unloading and he finally kills the people on the ground, then what?
Well, and then,
or if they turn it and point at the cops, then what?
That's the situation we're faced with. We, in hindsight, we know he wasn't the bad guy. But in that split second, let's say the officers had given someone with a gun in an active shooter situation an extra couple seconds to explain themselves. And he did kill somebody. He shot turns around and shoots an officer. He turns around and finishes shooting the guy helping the victim or the victim again. Then everybody says the officers didn't do enough. And it's a tough job to be in law enforcement, especially lately. We have two officers in you know, Alabama who's passed away lately. It is sad, but the report is out. The findings are there. The video is clear. And everybody who is protesting needs to turn their energy and their focus on crime prevention and move past this.
Well, let me ask, what did the guy that... All right, so somebody else was killed that night too, right?
EJ's friend was the original
victim. The one
victim.
Who was shot.
Yes.
All right.
Wasn't he? Did he die?
We're 6.5 minutes late for break. I gotta pause it.
We're gonna double check that fact.
I think he died.
I think he died.
I'm not sure about that, but I think he died.
But did they catch the guy that did the first
shooting?
They did.
Yeah,
okay. Allegedly.
That's all I want.
Allegedly.
To
I'll play good little defense lawyer here and say that he's innocent until proven guilty. Mr. Sandman is on the Atlanta Highway and up on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can go see Mr. Sandman. He's got great brand names. Let me tell you. If you're in the market for a mattress, and most of you probably should be in the market for a mattress. Summer season's coming up. You're about to have people visiting your house. You know, stay for a week in the summer. You're going to have the grandkids over. Don't put them on that lumpy old mattress that you bought during the Reagan and Carter administrations. Get you a real mattress. Go to Mr. Sandman. You don't have to spend a fortune. You go over there. He's got great deals. He's got closeout deals. He's got markdowns galore. He sells the mats and foundations separately, so you can, if you already have a foundation, you just don't care if it's mismatched a little bit. You're going to put sheets on it anyway. Go just get the mattress and have him bring it over. The foundation at your house is probably fine. Save a little money. He does that. A lot of people don't do that. He does that. Same and next day delivery on most items. Most of the stuff is in stock. The brands, the sales are just incredible. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstore. There's a reason 18 separate times he's been voted the number one mattress supplier right here in the River Region. It's not by mistake. Not by mistake. 38 minutes after 11, 22 until the Dan Morris Show. April Marie Fogel from Conservatives for Better Leadership and AL Today's in the studio.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear. And I can't help but ask myself how much I let the fear take the wheel and steer.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Congratulations, River Region. We are living longer. This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to the Life and Legacy Series presented by the American Council for Asset Protection, an education society. These classes are February 12th, February 19th, February 21st, and February 28th. Come learn how to not outlive your retirement. Also, if you're downsizing, whether it's to a nursing home, an assisted living, or just a smaller house, there'll be a speaker there providing tips and tricks on organizing and downsizing. And then I will be teaching you how to protect your life savings and providing strategies that can help you pay for long-term care and save your assets. Again, it's the Life and Legacy Series, February 12th, 19th, 21st, and 28th. Presented by the American Council for Asset Protection. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken. chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The amazing warmth is locked in for at least a couple of more days. Today, mostly cloudy, very warm. I've got us at 78 for the high. The record for today is 82. Tonight, very mild. Again, the overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, a good chance of a record high. The record high is 81 in 1957. I've got us at 82 for a high temperature tomorrow. Showers coming in late tomorrow night and early Friday as a cold front comes in. Then a big temperature crash Friday. High temperature maybe 56 early in the day, windy and colder, falling temperatures to around 51 by sunset, overnight low 37. Saturday, cool sunshine, high in the mid to upper 50s, and then low 60s on Sunday, slight chance of a shower. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Guys, welcome into News and Views, 44 minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll take some phone calls. I was a little nasty the first the 10 o'clock hour.
We should clear up that the original shooting victim was not killed.
Yeah, he did live. He did live.
Oh, good.
It's a tragedy. E.J. Bradford should not be dead. But you know what? Bad outcomes don't mean bad police work, and that's a tough pill to swallow.
So did these protesters start? Once they read Marshall's report?
Yes, they started back yesterday.
Okay.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook, like them, share them, let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services right here in the River Region. Cole Plumbing has been at it for over 40 years, and they know the soils, they know the humidity, the atmosphere, the pressures, the water pressures, the types of water we have here in Montgomery. You can't just be a fly-by-night plumbing guy and figure all that stuff out. They use, you know, pieces that last. They know what they're doing. They got proprietary pipelining technology. They're fantastic. Cole Plumbing, get them on the horn, 279-8919. Go ahead and store it in your phone. I'll give you a moment for our guest. 279-8919. Go ahead and put in your phone any plumbing service you need in our listening audience. Call Cole Plumbing. When you have trouble with your ball, Jack.
Call on Cole.
You were saying, Jack Campbell.
Yeah, I was just asking the question that Marshall issued the report and then the protesters. Where did they crank up, outside the mall? Or
I believe they were at City Hall burning flags yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure flag burning is quite the way I would want to go.
I know, really.
You know.
Let's take some phone calls. Ralph. Ralph?
Yes, sir.
What did you say your last name was, Ralph?
Stokes.
Okay, that's not.
That's okay, though.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. What's on your mind?
It does a concealed carry permit to allow you to take them into places where guns are not allowed.
What do you mean by guns are not allowed? There's two types of not allowed. One is it's illegal, and the other is the
well, like department stores, grocery stores, yeah, galleria.
Let me for the folks at home. I know you were ahead of it, but there are two types of not allowed. There's one where it's legally not allowed. Courthouses, certain state buildings, bars, any place that serves alcohol, not allowed. Then there's the not allowed that a lot of people ignore, which is where they put that sticker on the front of the store and says don't bring your gun in here. Right. I bring my gun in there all the time. You know why? Because I'm not going to shoot anybody, and I keep it concealed. They're not going to see it anyway. So nobody's there.
Well, I heard for the family because I know what it would be like to lose a son.
It's terrible.
Anyway.
It's tragic. There's no words you can offer that will make them feel better.
No, but that was not a wise thing to do, to pull out a gun when the shooting's going on.
Yeah.
Unless they were shooting at me.
Yeah. Well, and we talked about this during the break. I mean, Ralph, you're probably a lot like I am. I carry a gun absolutely everywhere I go. I carry it to the bathroom. I carry it to church. I carry it to work. I carry it everywhere I go. At least one, most of the time, too. If the shooting breaks out, you know where you'll find me? Cowering in a corner somewhere with my gun pointed out, hoping to God they don't find me. But if they do, I'll be ready to shoot them. But I'm not going looking for the problem. I'm not clearing rooms.
We're not superheroes. We're not law enforcement.
I'm not a Navy SEAL. I'm not trained law enforcement. I'm not going to go... jumping out of windows, trying to hunt people down. I'm not kicking down doors. I'm hiding. And then if they find me, the gun levels the playing field in my final moments. Hopefully not my final moments, but maybe. It'll be one of our final moments. Thanks for your call, Ralph. Chicken Man, you're on the air.
All right, Baron, you were talking about the women in white. I don't know if you noticed Nancy Pelosi's necklace, but every time I looked at Pop-Up Pelosi's necklace, I couldn't help but to think that she had red dice around her neck.
I appreciate that call.
It was it was blue and red.
Yeah, it was actually a very pretty piece
of
jewelry.
I don't know what it was made out of.
It looked like something Wilma Flintstone would wear.
Very good, Bear.
It did it not?
Or Betty Rubble.
I don't know that I noticed the necklace enough to think it was something cartoonish.
Well, it was not. I think it was nice. It was blue, like royal blue stones. Maybe 20 stones around the neck.
I'm now looking this up.
And then
up.
Two big red stones in the middle. Okay. Not Redstone Arsenal up in Huntsville, but Red Top.
I'm glad y'all enjoy looking at Nancy Pelosi. I tried to avoid the subject myself.
I was so fixated on her dopamine faces.
Contortions.
From her excessive Adderall or meth use, whatever it was.
Did she have a stroke? Was the weirdest.
What now?
Hey, guys, did she have a stroke or something?
Maybe during the speech, but...
And then the clips that were played yesterday where her speech was so slurred and she was so confused.
That's the stimulants. She's on stimulants. I promise you she's on stimulants.
She's
on... Yeah, this person is not cohesive, you know what I mean? And we already know she ain't right as it is. I'm sorry to hear that you carry one or two guns everywhere. That's a tragedy.
Why?
And I feel that's extremely dangerous.
What?
This is why I don't go to the mall or go to large events anymore, because half the idiots in the world, and I'm not shooting anybody.
I'm going to be running with you.
I know.
But listen. When we run together and we end up behind the same trash can and we're scared for our life and there's a gunman coming for us, you'll be glad I got two, because I'm going to hand one to you and say, help me, bro.
You know what, Bubba? I'm not dumb enough to be in that situation. I'm going to stay the hell out of those places where all that crazy stuff goes on.
How do you define a crazy place where violence may occur? Because these days, it's almost anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. And now that everybody's armed to the teeth, and it's going to stay that way. They're bringing about gun legislation again.
Well, you're never going to find me hunting people down, pulling out a gun, shooting at anybody. The only time you're going to see me shooting is if they're walking up to me and I can't retreat any farther.
Let's be clear.
Thanks for your call.
Concealed carry laws, and I'm not even going to say concealed carry laws. Concealed carry causes a decrease in crime. If a criminal knows they are more likely to be shot back at, they're less likely to commit a crime. In Florida, when Florida allowed concealed carry, crime plummeted. They stopped targeting Florida residents, and then crime went up again where tourists were, where they didn't think they were going to have guns. Why is this? Nobody wants to be the bad guy with a gun if every good guy with a gun around you has a gun.
What about open carry?
I am not opposed to open carry, and I'm not opposed to concealed carry without a license. We have a Second Amendment right that trumps, government intrusion.
That's all we had was a concealed carry law.
I almost only conceal carry. I will look, like if I'm sitting here, I'll put, you know, put it where it's more readily accessible and more comfortable and I can see it. But I don't go wandering through the mall open carrying. I don't go to the park open carrying.
I'm not scared of the guy who has the firearm I can see.
Well, yeah, but the problem is if it, and I don't mind everybody else open carrying. I don't want to be the guy open carrying because if you go to, you know, rob a convenience store and I'm standing in there open carrying, you're going to shoot me before you ask them for the money. And I don't want to get shot and killed just hanging around. I mean, that's kind of my fear.
I don't conceal.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't conceal carry right now because I have children who don't have firearm safety training that it would require for them to be around loaded firearms. But when my children are older and I'm more comfortable with it.
Well, how old is your oldest?
My oldest is 6.
Yeah, just pop the one out of the pipe. You'll be fine. Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Jack just shook his head at Baron. It was phenomenal.
328-2484. 6-year-old can't chamber around.
Pop
it out of there. You'll
on
be fine.
Days that I come in, I think we should be live streaming. We don't want to see your ugly faces, but when I come in, I kind of spruce up the place and we should be on camera.
Well, let me tell you, we've tried to get live streaming in here. The camera is right there. The computer is right there.
If you don't get...
We're being sabotaged.
If this show doesn't end soon, you're going to see some live streaming.
You got to go? 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. Guys, I'm telling you, spring is right around the corner. The foliage is going to start jumping off of those trees, and everybody's going to try to call them at once. You need to call now. Call Chippewa Charm Tree Service now. Get your tree service in now. Get your tree service request in now. They can remove whole trees, get the root balls out, take out the stumps. They can trim. They can shape. There's no shortage of what they can do. They can work magic. I mean, absolute magic. Tom and Augustine Duncan and their 15-plus years of experience. They got a new baby named Palmer, too. They're fantastic.
Aww.
Oh, it's the cutest little baby. They put it on Facebook all the time. And, well, the 8th cutest baby. Maybe the 11th.
I was going to say, come on.
Sorry. 12th, 8th, 11th.
It's hard to have a baby around this crew. Baron and I are trying to...
trying to populate the world.
Populate the world. Not together, mind you.
Not together at all.
328-2484. This is how rumors get started.
Go to
the fact that I look pregnant does not mean I'm going to have a child.
Call the Duncans. Call the Duncans.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
just east of Bell Road. Heirloom Jewelers does a...
How's he Dern?
He's doing really well. You ought to go by Heirloom Jewelers. He just got back from Miami, a vintage heirloom antique jewelry shopping bonanza.
I love antique jewelry.
He brought so much jewelry back.
Attention, any man that's going to date me and later propose, I would like an antique ring. I don't want anything new and fancy every woman's got. Go to this jeweler. Tell
Heirloom
us again.
Jewelers.
Heirloom Jewelers.
Truth
and get
booth.
Me a room. A
He's
ring.
A GIA gemological genius, Gemological Institute of America. It's like Yale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the premier place, the hardest to get into, the hardest to complete out in California. He does a great job, though. You should get on his Facebook page.
I'm currently not dating, but I'll like his Facebook page, and then I'll send it to any potential suitors.
Heirloom Jewelers. There's a ring he just put up the other day. Let's see if he's sold it yet. Heirloom Jewelers.
I'm assuming he has more than just engagement rings, too, right?
Oh, he's got everything.
Okay.
He's got absolutely everything.
Everything.
Look at this one. Tell me that wouldn't look good.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous?
So I mean, we're looking at a round diamond with
it's a European cut diamond. It's
sapphires, looks like.
But look at the intricate detail on the band.
See, you can't.
Every square nanometer is hand carved.
Women these days, all the rings look cookie cutter. They're like, I want a big diamond. No, I want a pretty ring. Like, I don't need something that costs an arm and a leg. I want something that's pretty and unique. I love the heirloom look. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
It's all about the setting, Bear.
So get
it
on Heirloom Jewelers.
It's all about the setting.
Get on Heirloom Jewelers and April will marry you. Is that it?
Well, you know, I'm 37 years old. I have three kids. I don't know. I seem like the catch of the day.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah.
April Marie.
Yeah, the one you throw back.
Jack.
April Marie,
it's just the kids.
Is there anything else you think we should cover in the last 2 minutes here?
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Well, I got Randall.
You got Randall?
Randall, are you a potential suitor?
Yes, and I will definitely be buying a damn ring pretty quick. But I've seen your Facebook post and pictures. Let me just say, I've been all over your page.
Whoa! got the heavy quilt out, Jack.
Got the heavy quilt out.
Baron's going to be accepting applications for dating me.
I'll screen your people.
Yeah, we're on the screening committee.
Randall gets through.
I just want to wrap this guy real thing. Let's don't forget, the boy, his friend who got shot, who lived, was about to kill two other people. He was a warrior there for his brother, and I hate, and when you're around stupid crap like that, stupid crap happens. And, it wasn't like he was, his friend that put him in harm's way, but, we can't let this tear us apart. I'm going to say this right now, right before you cut me off. Jim Ziegler, I hate you. I hate what you have put out. We don't need. I'll stand up and say, I'll be the first white person to say it. You suck. We don't need that kind of language put out in no damn headline. Not right now when this crap is going on. You're an ignorant man.
I said most of that off air just a little bit ago.
Baron's with you.
I mean, he's entertaining, but